And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe. If this is your first time joining me, then thank you so much for checking out the show. If you've been here before, then thanks again. Be sure to say hello in the nearest chat to you, wherever you're watching at. I think we're on a few different platforms, but next week we're going to be narrowing it down even more. We're going to be on Bullhorn and just YouTube and Bullhorn, okay? We're going to eliminate everything else. Maybe we'll talk about why here in a few minutes with my friend Ben Rogers, who's joining me here in a few minutes from Performance Medicine. And this guy is a content creation monster. Like, he creates so much content. I'm excited to jump in and talk to him about creating content for a local business and what it's been doing for their local company as they are creating these super engaged live streams that I noticed coming on a lot, like almost every day. I don't know the frequency. We're going to jump into it later, but stay tuned. I got a couple of segments before we jump in there, and the first segment is a new one, so let's go ahead and check it out.
What? It's Tool Time with Creating Daily.
All right, that was actually going to say Tool Time with Timmy, but then I thought about the Home Improvement show, and I'm like, you know what? I subconsciously got that name from that Home Improvement show, and I'm probably going to get sued by somebody. But anyway, somebody reached out to me from my community and said, Billy, why don't you share more tools that you use? You use all kinds of stuff, and every time you talk about something, I've never heard of it, so why don't you talk about more tools that you use? So I said, okay, you know what? We'll do a Tool Time segment here on Creating Daily. And so this first tool I'm going to talk about is Podpage. So if you're a podcaster, this is something you probably need. If you don't have a website, you need a website. One, website, SEO, blog, all that stuff matters to get your content discovered. And so Podpage has made it super, super easy. I use this for all my podcasts. I have one account. I have multiple podcasts on that account. And you can build literally a podcast website in about 5 minutes. So I'm going to jump over real quick to just show you what that looks like. Oh, I got all kinds of screens over here. Let me fix this real quick. I had to do a quick reset before I jumped in here. So let me fix this. Here we go. So this is my Podpage website. You can see it. I built this in like 5 minutes. Super, super easy. Not very hard to do at all. And anyway, it brings in the RSS feed. It allows you to connect all these places. You can put contact forms on there, episode pages, guest intake forms, all kinds of crazy stuff. So that is one of my favorite podcasting tools. So there you go for the Tool Time segment. Now let's get into highlighting a creator in my world, in my community. Here we go.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary. No assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by my friends over at Maven Coffee. Literally the world's best coffee, in my opinion, but also in the opinion of others, because the farms that they work with have gotten voted to be the world's number one coffee. All this stuff is hand-selected. They work with really small farms, so it's created in what's called micro lots or small batches, and man, this stuff is good. So go to mavencoffee.com. And you can order some coffee from there. Or if you're in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, look them up. They got a little espresso bar. Espresso. I always say espresso or something. But anyway, so those guys are awesome. And the creator highlight goes to my friend Sid Meadows, which I see him already jumping in the chat. He is a podcast host of the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club. So that is what I'm going to highlight today. So go check that podcast out. He is interviewing a lot of cool entrepreneurs. On that show, you can learn a lot. But Sid is also a business strategist. He's a high-performance coach, and he loves to help entrepreneurs and small businesses create, implement, and leverage digital sales strategies to build their brand and grow their business. He is always giving back to the community, and he's going to be with me on Fridays. I've pulled his arm, twisted his leg, or whatever you say, and he's going to come on Fridays. We're going to do some fun stuff on Friday. He's been on a couple times already, but I'm going to have him as a rotating guest. So anyway, get look forward to that, but go check out the Amazing Entrepreneurs Club. Super good podcast. Now, I'm going to shut up a little bit. I'm going to bring my friend Ben on. Amazing creator. Awesome creator, and we're going to talk about all this fun stuff, live streaming, And just before we get started, you know what? I'm not going to bring attention to it. Just forget about that. And then we're going to have a little Q&A session. And if you have questions, you can leave them at any point, and I'll try to scroll back through the chat. Just leave a Q, colon, and then your question. And then if you're watching over on Bullhorn, you can just get into the questions section and drop your question there. All right. Any questions? Put them in the chat with Q, colon. All right. Awesome. So let me go ahead and bring on my friend, Ben Rogers. Ben, it's good to see you, man. How are you?
What's going on, man? I'm so happy to be here. You doing okay?
Man, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I appreciate you jumping on. Really kind of last minute. I know I was reaching out to some people, and you know, I've been friends with your family for a long time, and your mom's like, hey, Ben is obviously creating every single day. Like, you got to have him on the show. And then she's going to come on the show, I think, next week. So
yep.
Then who knows? Maybe I'll just keep calling your family members and having them on the show.
That should be some entertaining creating dailies with some of the Rogers clan. But, man, I really appreciate you having me on here. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, man. So the last time – yeah, well, actually, you guys should just have the Rogers show. Like, you should just put all of you on one show. That would be a show. But, man, the last time we caught up, I think it was almost a year ago, I jumped on the creative, you know, just kind of a brainstorm call with you and your mom, and we're talking about your guys' content creation and all that kind of stuff. And at that point, you guys were creating multiple shows. I mean, crazy amounts of shows. Is that still kind of your workflow right now?
Yeah. It's still our workflow. And I think we have two shows that go up weekly, and then we have a live Q&A show every Tuesday night. So we'll be doing that tonight. So yeah, about 3 to 4 shows go up every single week, and then we pull from that each week to kind of disperse to all the social channels, which I'm sure we'll talk about. But yeah, we're still doing all the shows.
Okay, awesome, man. So you guys are doing 3 to 4 shows. And are these all like the same show with different information, or is it all different branded shows? And how are you guys managing that?
Well, it's really interesting because performance medicine is, we're for medical practices. So we're brick and mortar stores that do medical services. And what we've done from a content standpoint is, you know, we have this goal of turning these medical practices into a YouTube channel and kind of build a YouTube channel on top of it. So, so the shows are all the stars of the shows are actual providers inside of the offices, and the content that we put out, it's all meant to be evergreen type content. We have a show called Explain This that has myself and our nurse practitioner in our Knoxville office, Robin Riddle, as kind of the expert on the show. And each episode, we talk about something that needs more explaining. So the purpose of that show would be, if you're a patient at one of our clinics and you want to learn more about something that you discussed in office with a provider, Explain This is kind of the show for that. They're short, you know, 7 to 10 minute shows that go up weekly, and they're just a deep dive on a very specific topic.
Okay.
And and then, you know, the Common Sense MD, which is my dad's pillar show, that's basically on just any sort of health and wellness topic. Sometimes they're timely, sometimes they're not. But, you know, for instance, today I think was on supplements for anxiety and, you know, just topics like that. And they change every single week. And a lot of it's based on what he's seeing in the practice with his patients, and sometimes it's based on, you know, what's happening in the internet world and what we think needs more talking about.
Yeah, man, I love it. There's a couple things that you guys are doing that I really, well, one, I love that you're creating so much content. But when you said, like, we go into deep dives, I think this is good for a lot of local companies to think about a content creation strategy like this, is to pick out that topic. Maybe it's a frequently asked questions or whatever. And I tell, you know, local businesses this all the time. Like, they say, hey, what can we do for a podcast? I'm like, ask the questions that you get or answer the questions you get asked every single day, all day long. Like, that is a show that you can, you know, you can show up, you know the information, you can position yourself as kind of like the authority. Now, Ben, are you on all of these shows? Are you like the main pillar host and then you're kind of guiding the conversations, or have you branched out to someone else doing those?
I host the Q&A show and I host Explain This. The Common Sense MD is more of just a dialogue, a monologue. you know that language better than I do. It's a monologue with my dad just talking to a camera about a topic. But I loved what you said as well with the Q&A format. Most of our ideas for topics come from our Q&A show. You know, we look at the comments every single week. We look at the questions that are asked live, and then we kind of get together as a group and decide, okay, what warrants a full episode on, and kind of go from there. But the Q&A show is probably our most important show because of all the ideas it creates. But at the same time, it provides access for people. That I think is kind of cool. There's not many doctors out there that do a live Q&A format show where you can ask a question live and we try to get to most of the questions, and sometimes we don't, but we try our best.
Yeah, man. So I, you know, a couple things, and I was going to ask you this question, you know, being a doctor's office doing live streaming. Now, is every show live? Is every one of them live?
No. No, just the Q&A show is live. The other two, Explain This and the Common Sense MD, are pre-recorded.
Okay.
So we do those. We batch the Explain This episodes because Robin's in Knoxville. So we pick one afternoon a month and we batch record four. The Common Sense MD is filmed weekly, and that's very much based on the personality of my dad. You know, he's very of the moment. Like, when he's feeling something, he'll go ahead and record. And we actually have like a little recording studio in my parents' basement.
Oh,
and
cool.
And they just go down there and record and get that done, which actually leads to me to like a really important point in terms of creating content based around service providers. And you know what, my mom and I do all these shows. We, you know, do the videography, and we have a video editor that helps us, you know, put it out on socials. But we've really tried hard to make it as easy as possible on the providers. You know, they're busy all day long seeing patients, so we have to be very efficient in terms of how we capture content from them. So the shows are also very specific to that. You know, what's going to make the most of their time. And one of my goals, you know, just for the, you know, the people watching this and yourself, is like, I would love to get to the point where, you know, people are getting the perception that all they do is create content. And that kind of would tell me that my mom and I are doing a good job of getting the most out of the limited time that they have.
Yeah, man. I think that's a great point to, you know, get into this and then have a system and really let the system work for you and not you work for the system. I think a lot of content creators get in this rabbit hole and they dig themselves into a hole and they can't get out, you know, and people ask me that. They're like, dude, you're crazy for starting creating daily, like a daily show. I'm like, you might think that, and already I'm just this is the third weekend, but I have a system that I can now work on this show about 2 hours, you know, every couple of days and make it go and make it smooth. And I got my setup, got everything, and I sit down and I go for it. So when you guys started creating a bunch of content and started doing live shows, did you see that like other people in that network were like, what are these guys doing? Like, did anybody kind of give you any pushback on like, man, why don't you focus on being a doctor, not like you try to be a YouTube star or anything, like anything weird like that happened?
No, that's a really, really good point. We haven't gotten that sort of feedback. It's been, the feedback we've gotten from, you know, the people who watch and the people inside the office has been real phenomenal because, again, we're using it as an extension of the service. And I think that's really important to pull out.
That's good, yeah.
To point out is, you know, it's really an extension of what we do in office. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking a lot about as we kind of went down this road a couple years ago was, you know, we do a lot of like hormone therapy, you know, kind of personal stuff, you know, and it's not many people are going to like tell lots of people about that. So what, when we think of like word of mouth and shareability, it's much easier to share a video with your friends than like start a conversation about something that can be very personal. And that's what we really try to create. We try to create those situations. But no one's said too much about the, you know, what are you guys doing on the internet? it's funny.
I think it's pretty innovative, man. And I think you would probably, you know, this depends. And maybe this time in age, it wouldn't be a big deal to some people. But I thought, man, I'm curious. Because, you know, now on the flip side, I know you said you've gotten a lot of feedback. You guys get a lot of engagement on your live show, especially the Q&A show that I've seen. So how has that affected your business? How's that? Have you seen people come in and say, hey, I learned about you on Facebook and come in and become a patient from it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's another key point. Like we're not just doing this for our health and because we think to feel good about ourselves. We're doing this for business results and we're trying to create a really big medical practice. And so yes, you know, it leads to new patients. It leads to people, I think, becoming better patients because they're more educated on the things that are available to them. So, you know, there's a number of different things at play here with the way we're going about it. And at the beginning of it, I was, you know, as I was trying to explain this to our team, our leadership team and my dad in particular, what came to mind was like a picture of the recycle sign. So you have those arrows where, you know, they're kind of going in a circle. And the way I saw that, and I think I might have explained this to you at one point when we were on a Zoom call, but I see the in-office interactions building the online interactions and the online interactions building the in-office interactions. So they all build on each other and they're all meant to, like, you know, really provide lots of value to the people who are taking their time to watch and kind of hang out with us. And inevitably, you know, it's led to people coming into the office wanting more specific stuff. But we're trying to really focus on creating as much, you know, free resources as possible, because what's ended up happening is a lot of the audience is not local. So they're not able to actually go to a practice of ours, but, you know, they can find another integrative medical practice that's similar to ours and have better questions to ask that provider. And I think if we can do that, then I think we're really doing something cool that's bringing patients all over the place a lot of value.
Yeah, man, I love what you just said there. One, it's the distance. I think a lot of content creators go, man, who am I reaching? Even if you have a local target, it's like you're going to reach way more people. And that's how I learned about what you guys were doing. I had moved away from the area where you guys are at and lived in North Carolina. And I was like, oh, wow, they're going live a lot. Like, they're doing all this stuff. And then when COVID hit, I learned a lot about the whole, you know, a lot of treatment stuff. I mean, I learned a ton from your guys' show and was, you know, actually able to recommend some people come to you and see you guys when we were, you know, when they were having trouble with it. And so, which I think helped, you know, obviously helped out a lot. They're doing well and all is good, but I wouldn't have thought about that. And I wouldn't have thought about, you know, recommending my family to come see your family if I didn't see the live show. It would have just,
yeah.
But being there, every day or multiple times a week, four times a week, three or four times a week, it brings this consistent branding into my mind and brings this consistent reminder. And so, man, I love as a local business that you kind of went to your dad and went to the team and said, hey, I think this can make a difference. So what kind of marketing were you doing before creating all this content? What were they doing then?
Well, you know, I started here 8 years ago at Performance Medicine. I come from a tennis coaching background, and I came to kind of, you know, help build the family business. And, you know, my dad brought me in. He's a physician. This is a medical practice. And I'm obviously not a physician. I'm not a clinical person at all. So, you know, my job has always been to grow the practice and figure out, you know, what the succession plan is and things of that nature. And I always knew that at the time I was really interested in like blogging and new email newsletters. So I really wanted to do that. And at the same time, I knew that the information couldn't come from me because I'm not a doctor. Mm. And so I started to think about, you know, how could we write an email newsletter and write a blog post every week. So what ended up happening was I would record my dad on my phone, and I would just ask him a couple questions, kind of act like a journalist. And then I would transcribe the things that he said and put that into a blog post and an email. So we did that. We're still doing that. So we've been doing that for almost 5 years every single week.
Wow.
So wow. So every single Tuesday we have an email go out, which is you know, basically a blog post from my dad, Dr. Rogers. And you know, the innovative part came from, you know, as podcasting became more and more like you didn't have to be Tim Ferriss to do it.
Yeah, right.
Came like, man, you know, we should put out the recording as well as the transcription, and that's what we did. So we started with having a podcast, and we did that weekly. But the only point of the podcast was to create the email, and then, you know, over time it became more about the podcast than it was the email. And then we started to video it and strip the audio, and then started to put the video out on YouTube as kind of like a really just a library of content, not really aiming to build a subscriber base at all. And over time, you know, things just build up, and you know, you start to notice where you're getting some traction. And then you start to focus on those channels and those mediums. But, you know, really the process has never changed. Our marketing has always been based around educational content, mainly because it was the only thing I really knew how to do. you know, we've tried billboards in the past and just never had a ton of success with it. And you know, I love the idea of having multiple at bats. So, you know, with content, you have you can make lots of small bets, and that fits my personality more than like going for a home run.
Yeah.
And our growth has really just been based off, you know, making a lot of small bets, making a lot of mistakes, and then taking advantage of the things that have worked out well, and just continuing that process upwards.
Yeah. So I got a question for you, man. So I'm, you know, I work with podcasters to help them get sponsorship deals. So I would probably come to a brand like you all to say, hey, let us be your billboard. And yeah. One of my sales pitches that I always use to brands is I do have a personality. I am a person. People do come and listen to my show and they trust what I'm saying about content creation or whatever. And therefore, or fishing, because I have a fishing podcast as well. And they trust what we say. They're here with us every week. We've been around for, you know, 100 plus episodes. And that is way more valuable than that billboard. And the question that I always get, which actually someone just asked it in the comments as well, is how do I see the return on investment? So I kind of have a strategy for brands and sponsorship deals that I coach them to keep up with this ROI. What how do you track ROI for your efforts to do this, to pay yourself, your mom, your guy, your editor, and whoever else is involved? How do you track that?
You know, it's a great question. Really, like I said at the beginning, you know, we're really only looking at business results, in the sense of, you know, top line revenue. Gotcha. And for us, again, you know, I think we've been in such a fortunate position where we've been on a growth spurt even before the podcast and things like that. So we've really been able to play a long game really go pure brand. Yeah. So, you know, we're not acting. I mean, you know this, Billy. You know, podcasting and YouTube, you know, it's not a direct marketing effort. You know, like, I'm not looking at what's coming exactly from a blog post we wrote or anything like that. We're really hoping that all of our content is kind of evergreen. So, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, how much, how many patients are coming from a certain piece of content that we create. But what I do know is I do know engagement, and I do know what people are saying in the office. So, you know, in addition to, you know, looking at revenue and making sure that our revenue is going up, I'm also paying attention to our staff that's inside the office when they tell me that, you know, so-and-so said something about the episode we did on, you know, DHEA. And so that to me is more qualified, quality data. Yeah. Versus, numbers based, but it's a great question. We're fortunate that we're able to, like I said, really go after a brand play, which I think is really the better way to do it if you can. Mm-hmm. You know, I also understand that, you know, not everybody, you need to make sales, like you need to make money on your investments. I think content is a long play. But I think ultimately you will see more ROI on that investment than, say, an advertisement you put on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree, Ben. I think what you guys are doing is phenomenal. And one, I think the way your practice is ran, which we, you know, this isn't like a health show or anything, so I won't really get into it. But you guys are out of the box, even with stuff you put, you know, post online, you know, the belief systems, the way you're doing things. Like, it's not, when people say like a doctor's office, I don't want you to think like, you know, Ben and his family are just like these, you know, stuffy people. You know, like, I think a doctor's office, I want to vomit. I think of your guys' place and I'm like, okay, these guys are forerunning in the medical industry. They're not just taking it for what it is. They're like, they're really in it for the right reasons. And I see that come through in your content as well. And once again, I think that's a testimony of people saying, hey, when I come in, if I'm talking to your dad, cool, I watch him every Tuesday night or, you know, whatever. I know him, I like him, I trust him. And it really gives you a different thing. You can't trust a billboard. You can't trust a newspaper ad. You definitely can't trust a LinkedIn post or a Facebook ad or a, you know, any of that. You can't trust any of those things, but you can definitely trust someone who shows up every single week to help me, to give me this really great content, this really great information for free. So I love that part.
And I'll say one more thing, because it's important to say, all of those things work, you know, billboards work, you know, Facebook advertising works. You know, I think just in terms of like, longevity and the way the audience consumes it is different when it comes in a episodic show format. So, you know, I think with content, if you focus on bringing value to the person who's consuming it, they're more likely to come back than if the piece of content's all about you. So so that's been like the greatest thing that's happened is it's changed the way people consumed us. You know, so I'm still running Facebook ads. You know, I still, you know, we're on all the different channels, but the you'll notice a difference in the content that we put out versus, say, another medical practice. You know, their content is basically saying, come see us, come see us, where our content is more about, you know, just informative, like,
love that.
Educational and really trying to help people become better patients, whether they come see us or not.
Yeah. Okay. If I have one takeaway from this whole episode so far, Ben, this is what it is. This is, if you're a local business and you're trying to stand out from the crowd, stand out from the competition, start creating content for your customers. And I love that you said that because you're right. Like, you know, ads and all this stuff is all about me, us and we, we're great, we're awesome. But when you start making it about you, that's when you start getting the most, you know, attraction. So, man, I love that you shared that. I think you guys are doing a stand-up job with that. And so Sid is in the comments as well. He said, what advice or encouragement would you give to other business owners and leaders that may not value, may not see the value in content creation?
In terms of like, how would I talk to them in order to
persuade them that it's a good idea, I guess. I don't know.
You know, if what I would do is I would do it anyway. So I think my piece of advice, you know, the beautiful thing is YouTube is free. Facebook is free. They're all free. So what I would do, and this is what I did at the beginning, was I just did it. And I was going to take ownership if it didn't work. I'd say, you know, my bad. But, you know, I really don't see a downside in just trying and just going out there and doing it. Again, I think it's becoming more and more clear that everyone is their own media company. And I just don't think you can go wrong as a small business to look at yourself as a media company. And if I worked for a small business, I would tell my bosses the same thing. I would tell the small business owner, you know, the most important thing is brand over the long term. And the way you build brand is through content in seven to 15 different mediums. And they're all on your iPhone. So
yeah. That's true.
So I think my answer to that would be just to start doing, to start putting out content and try to build an audience. And here's another thing that I think is so important, and you know this as well as anybody, Billy. So many people, again, have it in their head that they need to be, if they're going to do it, they need to be Tim Ferriss, or they need to be, you know, a Gary Vaynerchuk. But the truth is, you know, especially for local business and even if you have a direct to consumer brand, there is huge value in small niche audiences. And so I would not be discouraged at all if you look at your, you know, amount of views and they're small. The whole purpose is to get in the habit of putting out content, and you got to bet on the, in the long term, you know, that audience is going to build up, especially if you're coming at it with the mindset of trying to provide them value.
Yeah, man, I 100% agree. And I think it's one of those things too, where, sometimes as business people, we can get stuck on that ROI question. Like, well, if I do this, I need that. And it's just, and like you said, it's kind of a really gray area, but you're going to build brand, you're going to build brand recognition, you're going to build relationships. Like, I know I've been doing a fishing show for over 100 and something episodes. And when I walk into a tackle store in North Carolina, on the coast of North Carolina, people are like, oh, hey, dude, I really appreciate your podcast or whatever. And they will know me from Adam. And then a year later, now we've launched a membership and we've had 100 people sign up for that membership that we've never, I mean, maybe we've met some of them, maybe we haven't, But it's that relationship that we've built over the last 100 episodes before we've offered this membership program that allowed them to say, yeah, we trust you, like you, know you, and we're going to do business with you now. And so I think that is the, it is the long play. And so it is start now rather than later, because if I could go back and do one thing, I would have started when I was 25, not really when I was in my 30s, you know. But I still am, I'm still having fun. I'm no Gary Vaynerchuk, but I'm still having fun, you know.
Yeah, so. You know, and it's just such an important message. And the other thing I would say is, you know, if you can, if you're a local business owner or you work at a local business, you already have customers, I would make content for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would get feedback from them. I would ask them what they would like to know more about. And this is another, you know, kind of a mentality that, that Gary Vaynerchuk taught me was give them all the secrets, you know, whatever your secrets are, you know, teach them how to not become a customer of yours. And, it's kind of, interesting how you get more customers from it.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I think too, and it's all about, in the most powerful marketing is word of mouth marketing. So it's like, if I can get 5, 10 people engaged in my content, and then they know, they probably know 3 to 10 people who like what they like. It's in that same niche. And then they tell those, and then it just, it's like this, but it is that game of like, hey, let's show up. Let's keep being consistent. You know, when people are like, dude, what's your long play with The Daily Show? I'm like, I don't really know. I'm learning. I've met some cool people already through doing A Daily Show. I've had opportunities already. I get a call later this week with a company that's like, hey, we saw your Daily Show. We want to talk to you about something. I'm like, cool, I'm in. Like, you know, so it's like, just because I'm not getting transactions from the 3 or 4 people that's watching me every day at this moment doesn't mean that this thing isn't going to turn into a revenue generating machine, which is totally the game plan, but it's not really the why. The why is to build an amazing community of creators and encourage and inspire each other. And so I love that you share that same thing of like, we really want to help our people, and then in return, it's going to help us. Like, that's just how it works. Like, I don't know why, but it is.
Yeah. It's just such a, it's an important thing to note. And I hope, you know, the people watching in on this, like, that's one of their main takeaways is, you know, again, if you can get in the habit of putting out consistent content, providing value so that, you know, you can build an audience, you know, monetizing that audience, you can get creative with, and you can do lots of different things. But I would not focus on it. I would focus, mainly on, you know, how am I going to create content consistently? If I'm doing creating daily, you know, how am I going to do it? What's my process for it? And, you know, one other, you know, tip that, really changed my mentality was when we hired providers and, you know, people who see patients, I started to see them as more than providers. I started to see them as content creators first, because that scales beyond them, you know, in a one-on-one interaction with patients. And this is what I told my dad from the beginning, you know, when, you know, he does the Q&A show with me every single Tuesday. It's long. We go for an hour, and I can, and sometimes it's taxing on him because he's been with patients all day long. But the thing is that content, you know, is there forever. And that question he answered on, you know, testosterone, isn't going to only help the person who asked it that night. It's going to help hundreds of other people who are going to see it, you know, 6 months from now. And so that's when you really start to get into some cool stuff. You know, when you have that process of creating consistently, then you can get into the repurposing game and you go back in and you figure out, okay, what can I make from the things that I've already made? And then it becomes super, super cool. And that's how I see our YouTube channel now is really just a canvas for other pieces of content that we can make that can explain something in a different way that might not have connected with a person 5 months ago, but might connect with them now based on what they've learned in the interim. you know? Mm-hmm. So, so that's really how I look at it. I look at every piece of content as, really like an opportunity. Like, what else could I do with it? You know, it's really, it's like an asset.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I love it. Yeah, it's like if you just think, and that's one of the problems, I'm not going to say a problem, that's one of the things I'm trying to, you know, really figure out with this show. I'm like, dude, I'm on every day for an hour, you know, 45 minutes to an hour with a guest, some really great information, and I realize my bandwidth is very limited, so I'm not really focused on repurposing at this moment. So how right. important was that for you guys to quickly, like, was it quick to go hire an editor? Would you say, hey, if you really want to do this and do it the right way, go find somebody to help you? Or were you guys handling most of it up front?
You know, we only hired an editor in January of this year. So it's really a new thing for us. And honestly, it's really more difficult to work with a team. That's something that I'm going through right now is like, you know, how do you use other people? How do you manage an editorial staff? 'Cause we're, you know, like I said, we're a medical practice, you know, I understand how to manage, medical assistants and nurse practitioners and office managers, but how do you manage a graphic designer and a, you know, video editor and a videographer? You know, it's a totally different ball game. So, you know, I'm starting to look at myself as an editor in chief more than like a business manager in a way. So the answer to that is, when you really understand your process super well, and you get used to, you're getting very comfortable with clipping your show yourself, and, you know, making, you know, 3 to 5 minute segments for, you know, different platforms. And when you're really comfortable with that yourself and understand what you're wanting and what your audience is responding to, that's when I would look at hiring someone else to do it and to scale yourself a little bit. But I would first have a really good idea of the audience on the platform that you're trying to repurpose content for, because I've done it myself, and then hire out, and because you're going to be better able to utilize them, because what you don't want to do is not understand yourself who's good and who's not. Mm-hmm. So that's yeah, really the big thing. But no, it's just been me and my mom for most of the time.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, man, because I know a lot of people, you know, they'll get into that world, and they're like, oh, I got to go find a team. I got to get a team. I got to get a team. I'm like, dude, I'm running a daily show. I'm running another show, and both of those things are full steam, and it's really me producing all of them. I've just found my system of streamlining it. Now, we are going to probably outsource some things eventually, but it's not without these things really making some money first, and so...
The big thing, Billy, is it needs to be your priority. And I think that's been the thing that has really changed our business the most, has been the moment that content became a priority. And I think you can only do that when you're really getting into it yourself and you're pushing the buttons with your own thumbs.
Love that. I love it, man. So your content has to be the priority, especially for full-time content creators, people who want to do this, people, you know, and there's some people might want to be in your position and say,
sure,
hey, I want to go work with local companies and help produce these things, but how do I do it? And I love it. It's like, roll your sleeves up. There's probably no easy button here, and do the work, push the buttons, figure out, you know, what kind of content it is that you're good at making or want to make or whatever, and keep moving the needle just a little bit. So I love it to hear that from your guys' perspective, because we're talking to somebody who, you do this for a doctor's office. Like, you know, it's not like you guys are just going, oh yeah, let's just Ben, where's the checkbook? Just write a check and get somebody to do it. Like, you guys are doing the thing, man. And I love that. I think that is amazing.
Yeah. And I think, you know, especially nowadays, and the people watching know this as well as anyone. So do you, Billy, is, you know, none of it works if you don't have a good product or a good service. So it always, you know, that's like a baseline. Like, you got to offer a good service inside of your office or inside of your store, you know, if you're a content creator, you gotta put out good content. And you gotta represent good products if that's how you're gonna monetize. But I think, you know, the way to separate yourself in the internet age is really, and really it's been, you know, throughout time, it's always been about communication. And I think, you know, that part's the most interesting, is like, who's going to communicate this the best. And in our world, at Performance Medicine, we're, you know, in this integrative medicine world, our goal is to be the best at communicating around it. And I think if you're in the fishing industry or, in any industry, it's like, what's your communication style going to be? Cause that's what's going to separate you, I think, the most.
Yeah.
That's where the opportunity is.
Yeah. I think you're 100% right. I love it. I think that is the, you know, I always tell people this, like, and I before I was doing my own thing, I managed stores and all this stuff, and people are like, man, I can't get my team to do stuff. And I'm like, look, man, it's not about getting them to do, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. And it's always that delivery. So you could have some really great content and deliver it like a dud and no one gets it. But, you know, I think you guys do a really great job at getting the good golden content, packaging it up nice, putting it out there to the world. Ben, I really appreciate you jumping on with me, man. Is there anything that, and I know we could talk all day about live streaming, content creation, and tips and tricks and tools and all that kind of fun stuff, which honestly, I thought we were going to get into it, but I've enjoyed this conversation way more than just talking about nerdy, you know, like, what live stream software do we use? But is there anything that I didn't, like, set you up to, that you wanted to share?
I think that a few things that I hope people take away is, if you're working at a brick and mortar store, or if you have a brick and mortar business, I think building an online presence on top of it is a huge opportunity. And I'm bullish on YouTube. I think YouTube is going to be around for a very long time. I love, you know, short form content. And I think TikTok is a huge opportunity as well. And of course, you know, Instagram's a monster, and Facebook and all the others. But I would just really encourage people to start looking at where they work or the business that they own as a media company, and how can you create content around it in order to be top of the funnel awareness towards what it is that you actually do. And I think content online is the best way to do it. And I really hope, you know, somebody comes away from this conversation and, you know, puts out a video, puts out a blog post or an email, and starts to put that into practice, because it really does work. It takes a very long time. If I were to know what I know now, 5 years ago, 8 years ago when I started, it's way more difficult than I thought. But I'm telling you, it really works, and it's worth every single minute you put toward it.
Yeah, man. Love that, Ben. And it is difficult. But it is way easier than it was 10 years ago. That's for sure. So to go live on this thing right here at Will, it just blows my mind every time that I do it. I'm like, I cannot believe this.
And that's not the hard part's not like the tech is amazing. Like, it is so easy to put out a podcast, to put out a video. The hard part is showing up, and I can't emphasize that enough. And I'm just so proud of what you're doing, Billy, with this show. Creating daily is super, super hard, but this show is gonna work, man. And you're putting out so much valuable content that it's gonna help a ton of people. So I really appreciate what you're doing, because this is the hard part.
Yeah, man. I appreciate the encouragement, dude. That's awesome. And you're right, it is tough. And it's tough to get started there at the beginning because, well, in my little situation when I was like, man, do I want to do a show? Do I want to create content at all? Was always, what are other people going to think? And really, one thing I've learned, Ben, is like, nobody thinks about me as much as I think they do. And so I just hit record and go. Whatever comes out, you know?
Yeah. You're doing your best. I'm doing my best. You know, we have good intentions, you know, you can't go wrong with that, man. And I'm proud of people like yourself that are showing up and doing the work. And that's what we're aiming to do at Performance Medicine as well. And I'm just excited for where you're going. And I'm just super thankful and grateful that you had me on today.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Anytime, Ben, I'm sure we'll have you on again to get some updates and maybe we'll nerd out on like software and all that kind of stuff later. Cause we were before the call, we were like getting into it. So, man, I really appreciate you. You know, I'm a big fan of yours, your family. You guys have always been close to my heart no matter what. And I'm going to have your mom on to talk about her new book and she's like a super creator. So she's.
And talk about nerding out. Like my mom, what's been the most shocking thing about all this is her thumbnails on YouTube are insane. Like they are so good. I've shown them to like actual people who their job is to create thumbnails for YouTube. Wow. And they're like, your mom's thumbnails are like professional. And I'm so proud of her for doing what she's doing. And I can't wait for her to be on the show next week. But you have to mention to her that you're proud of her for her thumbnails because she puts in the time on them and they're phenomenal.
All right. I'll definitely mention it because I did notice those. I think I actually pulled your picture from a thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I think I did. So, well, Ben, I appreciate you so much, man. It's been awesome. And real quick, how do we find Performance Medicine? Like where can people find your YouTube channel and all that kind of stuff? Just
if you go onto YouTube and search Performance Medicine, our channel will show up. And I think on Instagram, we're at Performance Medicine TN for Tennessee. And our website is performancemedicine.net, and that has links to everything. And our podcast, The Common Sense MD and Outside the Box are both on all the different podcasting platforms. But the YouTube is the kind of host everything. That's kind of the channel that we put all the different shows on. So that's probably the best place to go would be YouTube searching for Performance Medicine.
Okay. Awesome. And you guys have a live show tonight. So if anybody wants to get a glimpse of what Ben and his team do over there, him and his dad, then go check them out. And it's at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Is that right?
That's right. That's
awesome,
right.
Man.
7 p.m. We're YouTube and Facebook and all the different places you can go live.
All the fun stuff, man. Well, Ben, I really appreciate you coming on, man. It's been a treat and I'll chat with you later, man. Thank you so much.
Billy, thanks so much, man. Love you, brother. I'll see you soon.
All right, man. You too. See ya. All right, there you go, guys. That is my friend Ben Rogers from Performance Medicine. What a good dude. Just been at it, been grinding. I love the story behind it. So go check them out, Performance Medicine. They're going to be live tonight. I learned a lot of medical stuff, maybe stuff I need to know, maybe stuff I don't need to know from watching their live streams and watching their shows. So they're out here. They're doing it. It's awesome. Really appreciate you joining me. If you're watching on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on the podcast, hit that follow button. Leave a rating or review wherever you can. And then join me tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to be talking to my friend John J. Wiley. Met him on Clubhouse. Super nice guy. He's 18-year radio host, been a podcaster since 2017, has grown a massive audience for both his radio show and his podcast, and he's going to be talking to us about how do we get our podcast syndicated on radio. One, how do we either build a podcast to do that, or how do we take our current podcast and do that? So we're going to be jumping in with him tomorrow. So if you're a podcaster or you know a podcaster, a live streamer, a content, whatever, if you're creative, you're going to get some inspiration, motivation, all that fun stuff. So come join us tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern time, as we talk to my friend John Wiley about getting syndicated to radio with your podcast. Until then, go hit the record button, go create something great, and we'll talk to you soon.